This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, February 25th. God's word to you today is caution. Our scripture reading is taken from Jeremiah 7, verses 23 and 24, and it says, "This is what I told them, obey me and I will be your God, and you will be my people. Do everything I say, and all will be well. But my people would not listen to me. They kept doing whatever they wanted, following the stubborn desires of their evil hearts." It is interesting that 20 years before the people of Israel were taken away to Babylon, before God gave Nebuchadnezzar permission and access, Prophet Jeremiah prophesied that God's people would be removed from the land because of idolatry. Why do you think God's people did not repent? Even today, why do people ignore God's ways? In fact, Isaiah also prophesied it. So the person that was 30 years old would have been 50 years old. The person that was 20 would have been 40. And those that were just born would have been 20 years old. Sometimes when God speaks, we do not pay attention or act on it. Why do people consistently ignore God's ways, even when God is clear about his precepts? These were God's people. They grew up in the temple. The laws were given to them, but they still ignored what God had said. I was listening to a program, and someone was saying that they should stop using the Bible to swear in lawmakers and senators in Nigeria. They should bring the gods native to each one. The speaker was convinced that people would stop stealing because these other gods were less merciful. This God of the Bible is very patient. There are actually Christians that claim to have God's favor, and for this reason, they continue to sin. We must never take God's patience to mean weakness. People that fall into this trap are actually not interested in having a relationship with God. To them, God is just God that rewards and punishes. They really do not care how he feels. They do not care if their actions make God happy or not. They want the God of breakthrough. And if God says he will punish, they will check to see if it is an immediate punishment. And then if it is not, they will continue in their ways. But if you really love God, you want to please God, and you want to have a relationship with him, it would not matter if what he says comes to pass in 20 years, 20 weeks, 20 hours, or if it is in 20 minutes. What will be priority to you will be achieving alignment with God every minute. I hope this makes sense. This same Nebuchadnezzar, God showed him a vision, and Daniel told him the interpretation. Daniel actually said, "The person that has this dream, O king, not you, your enemy, is going to eat grass for 7 years." Daniel urged the king to repent before God. Months passed, nothing happened, and Nebuchadnezzar forgot. This can be found in Daniel 4, 28-33. Did that stop the fulfillment of God's word? Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I will obey your word, and you will not abandon my children. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.